Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all better give God some praise up in here right now. Amen. So we just thank God for you joining us today. And I guess my claps will be a little delayed here for some reason. But anyway, they're coming up real soon. So we thank God for you. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn here with you on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Not going to be with you long tonight. We're just going to get right into the word and get right to it, okay? Hey, our topic tonight, don't wax cold, stay hot for the Lord, Yeshua God, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stay hot for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. We want to stay hot for the Lord and stay excited for him as well. So we're just excited about what God is doing. And I'm going to get these get this technology rolling here again as well because it's not doing what I needed to do, but it will be doing it in a few seconds. So we thank God for the opportunity to praise him and give him honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank God for everything that he's doing. Amen. There you go. And we thank God for who he is and what he's doing in our lives. We thank God for you doing in our lives today as well. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic once again is don't wax cold, stay hot for the Lord Yeshua God, ladies and gentlemen, stay hot for Jesus. And we just want to keep that in your minds today. Want to encourage you. As you know, there's so much going on in the world today. A lot of things that are distracting people, even men and women of God, from God and from our teachings and growing and training and growing up in the Lord, whether it's through family or through church, through teaching, ministry, school, whatever. So we got a lot of distractions out there. So we want to encourage everybody to stay focused, to stay focused on the things of God. Hey, before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to also know that we are excited about Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. You got to put a little plug in there for the church that feeds you. Keep you moving, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those who are moving into the Metro Atlanta area or have friends or family moving into the Metro Atlanta area, come visit us on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at Kingdom Life Worship Center at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. And if you need to know more information about that, just give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And as you know, ministry needs funding, right? Ministry needs money, right? Ministry needs tithes and offerings. So for those who are interested in that time of giving or giving unto the Lord, you can do that on the Cash App. And also, I'm going to give you another location too as well. But for the Cash App, ladies and gentlemen, you can go ahead and put in $. This is the Cash App app, if you will. $KLWCATL. That stands for Kingdom Life Worship Center ATL. That's for the Cash App donations and gifts and also, of course, tithes and offerings. $KLWCATL. If you like to send something to the church, as Kingdom Life Worship Center, non-denominational, Pentecostal, full gospel. Just excited about that. And of course, you can also go to, for those who like to have the email, you can go to PayPal and go to JC Prayer Conference. That's JC, Jesus Christ Prayer, and then CONF at AOL.com. So you can put that in as well, okay? If you'd like to do that. That's for donations, gifts, and tithes and offering. Cash App, once again, $ KLWCATL. Or you can go to JC Prayer. This is on PayPal, I believe. Yeah, PayPal. JC Prayer, CONF at AOL.com. And for more details, give me a call. Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. So thank you so much for joining. Hey, those joining us all across the globe, thank you so much for taking some time out. We're not going to be with you long, but thank you for joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. I'm excited. Topic tonight, don't wax cold. You got to stay hot for Jesus. You got to stay hot for Jesus. The world is just waxing cold and doing all kind of crazy stuff that don't make no sense as a human being to even be doing. But don't get me started on that. So, hey, we're going to be speaking from we're going to get started here real quick. We're going to start with prayer, and then we're going to go right into it real quick. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for all you're doing. We pray for those listening, those that are listening via the internet, via the smartphone, tablets, computer, internet. Father God, all across the globe, we pray for their specific needs. And thank God, Father God, that only you know the needs as well. Father God, you know the exact needs, exact things that they need in their heart, in their mind and soul. So we pray, Father God, for those individuals, Father God, whether they're young adults, Father God, to adults, no matter how old, we pray for every soul on this planet, Father God, that you touch in a way that only you can and only in the time that you need to, Father God, as well. Everything is in your hand. But, Father, we do pray for the saints. We pray for the unsaved loved ones. We pray for people that we know that are unsaved as well, unbelievers. Father God, we even pray for the murderers. We pray for people that steal, folks in prison, Father God, those folks, they may not even have a heart for you. We pray that their souls be saved, Father God, and turn from their wicked ways as well. So, Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for keeping us alive on the roadways, and thank you for our jobs, shelter, food, money, cars, you know, everything, Father God. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank you for our wives and husbands and aunts and uncles and great-aunts and uncles and, of course, all our grandparents and all those that we love in our families, Father God. But we do thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the good things. We know there's a lot going on in the world, but we thank you so much for all that you're doing in our life, from the bottom of our feet to the top of our wonderful heads. Father God, we thank you in advance. We give you all the praise, Father God. We give you all the glory and honor. And Father God, we do pray for our ministers, our bishops and teachers and apostles and fivefold ministry, Father God. We just pray for everybody who's teaching the word of God all across the world with no fear. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen. Hey, tonight's topic, don't wax cold. You got to stay hot for Jesus, right? You got to stay hot for Jesus. Okay? There's people waxing cold in the world, and they're getting further and further away from the truth. And we're talking about even some believers, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible even talks about in the last days, even the very elect will be deceived. So that means we got to pay attention, because I don't want to be one of those elect that got deceived. I can tell you that much for sure. Hey, Matthew 24, let's get started here so we can keep. I got so much going on this evening as well, probably you as well. But Matthew 24 and 10, for those who like to read the word out, we're going to be focusing on Matthew 24, 10 and 13. And our topic tonight again is don't wax cold, stay hot for Jesus, right? This is Matthew 24, 10 and 13 says, and then shall many be offered and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now, what's interesting about this particular scripture, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it's in the news right now. I can pull up any newscast on the planet and you're going to see some of this, right? So then shall many be offered and shall betray one another, right? Unfortunately, we see that. Shall hate one another. Man, I don't know what is going on the planet, specifically in the United States and even around the world, on hating people. People just hate each other, don't even know each other. It's just amazing. And many false prophets shall rise, right, and shall deceive many. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't wax cold. You got to stay hot, but you got to know the word, right? You got to know what the word says. You got to read it, put it in your heart, hide it in your heart, because for some reason, the worst case scenario, if all the books in the world got burnt up and we didn't have one book on the planet, you still had a word of God inside you, ladies and gentlemen. And because iniquity shall bound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight. Many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure, this is the power of the word, ladies and gentlemen, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. That means we got to endure. We got to go through it and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're excited about tonight. So we thank God for his word tonight. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for Matthew 24, 10 and 13. And ladies, we got to take a pause break for God right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Okay, our topic tonight, an encouraging word, is don't wax cold. You've got to stay hot for Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. If one thing you want to be selfish about for yourself, you better stay in God. You got to stay in Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what the cost, no matter what goes on, you got to stay focused on what God has you to do. And of course, we got to believe who he is as well. Hey, as we continue on Don't Wax Cold, Stay Hot for Jesus, this failing charity is in the context of great deception of lies in the church and growing unfaithfulness. And again, we can go through the news, right? Go to the news and listen to all this stuff today. A falling away where wickedness or iniquity is increasing. Why is love, God has defined it, growing cold? Wow. People say they love you and then they go hurt you. You know, it's impossible. Love and hurt don't go together like that. God says it is because iniquity abounds. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just joining us, we're an Encouraging Global Network. Thank you so much for joining us. We thank God for you. And our topic tonight, don't wax cold, stay hot for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot afford to do that, and I can't wait to hear from our leadership tonight on this topic tonight. In other words, as I continue, unrighteousness or sin lies at the root of this failing love. And in the midst of the God of this God says it is the only he is the only one, only he that shall endure to the end, right? Those who stay with God and shall endure to the end shall be saved. In other words, the iniquity that is loosed, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:7, so that the agape of the church grows cold is the adversity promoting sin versus vice versa, love of the world as if it was synonymous with the love of God. As you know, you can't love the world, right, and love God at the same time. You got to choose. We got to choose. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about tonight, our encouraging word, don't wax cold. Stay hot for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Stay hot. God, Jesus had predicted all of this. He prophesied all of this, you know, thousands of years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that this would happen. And it's going on right before our eyes. And we have to be aware. We have to know what the seasons are, what the season is right now. As I continue, Satan is not interested in preventing physical food from being delivered to the poor, right? We're doing that. You know, we do that. Or preventing the fatherless from being cared for, right? We're doing that. He is the opposite or substitute. He's the Antichrist, right? Devil, interested in preventing spiritual food from being delivered to the church, right? There's no power today in some parts of the world, right? Because there's no spiritual food going forth. And the spirituality prevents the fatherless from coming into adoption and et cetera. So the enemy is not concerned whether we feed the hungry, feed the poor. He's going after the mind of men, ladies and gentlemen, mind of women, mind of our children today. So we got to be able to know that a tactic and come against that by the blood of Jesus. Hey, the word wax, you know, we're focusing in on the scripture says many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And our topic tonight is don't wax cold, stay hot for Jesus. And the word wax, of course, you always have to look up the word, see what the means are. And it has several meanings, and most of us know what wax is and how it's used. And it's used differently in the Bible. But I'm going to go right to what the topic is tonight on the word wax, W-A-X. Now, it says and used in simile for melting, right? We know about that, about the melting. It's in Psalms. It's in Micah as well, the use of wax. But also, too, it says now in the Arabic verb meaning to grow. This is the word wax, to grow. Used freely in the English version of the Bible and translations as various terms in the Greek and Hebrew, the last principle or participle, in the King James Version and the English version is waxen, except in Genesis 18 and 12. There and throughout the American Standard Revised Version, the form is wax. So the word wax for tonight meaning is to grow. And there's some other meanings as well that talk about that as well. About the word wax, but for tonight's teaching and encouragement is the word in Arabic is to grow, right? We don't want people to wax cold. That means to grow cold. So what does it mean that the love of many will grow cold? Matthew 24:12. And I'm going to read this very quickly. I want to give time to our leadership to come on tonight. Hey, for those joining us all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. We thank God for you. Our topic tonight, don't wax cold. This is so important. And you got to get resolute on this one. You got to stick to your guns on this one. Don't wax cold. Stay hot for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what does it mean to be for the love of many will grow cold? Love of many will grow cold question. What does it mean when the love of many will grow cold, Matthew 24 and 12. And this is the answer we believe. This is just one answer that we believe as well. And we'd love to hear from you about this a little later on as well. But Jesus predicted that the love of many, you got to understand that Jesus predicted that the love of many would grow cold as part of answer to his disciples' question. What will the sign of your coming at the end of the age in Matthew 24 and Olivet discourse? Jesus described the end of the age would precede of his second coming. He said that there would be false Christs. Come on now. You can find that on the planet right now. Wars, right? Rumors of wars, strife, and natural disasters. Now that one right there, strife, oh man, you can pull that up right now on any of the news systems. How about natural disasters? Now we know that one, right? Natural disasters, ladies and gentlemen, on our nation right now and around the world. Natural disasters are happening. Jesus also warned of the persecution of believers, right? Now please know that we're going to be persecuted, so be encouraged that it's going to happen, but it ain't going to overcome you. Some of whom would prove to be false disciples who would turn on one another. That's Matthew 24, 9 and 10. And Jesus said, because of lawlessness will increase. Come on now. You all see that in the news? Y'all just turn the news on right now. Well, not right now, but later on. Because of lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Verses 12. Whether it is because of the deluding influence of false teachers, and to keep in mind, that's the media, social media, all those things that will take anything against God, right? Anything that's not promoting God is not for God. So whether it's deluding of influence of false teachers or the persecution of fear of death, you know, some people are being persecuted just for their faith around the world. And we thank God, we just pray for those people as well, Father God. People will actually die if they say they love Jesus, right? They'll die right on the spot. So we pray for that nation. We pray for those nations that have those evils in their land. The zeal of many false professors will diminish. The love toward God, toward the church, will grow cold. That's waxing cold, ladies and gentlemen, true Christians. Even those whose faith is weak will persevere to the end, right? We got that's verse 13. Theirs is a true love, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5 and 22. And it cannot fail, 1 Corinthians 13 and 7. True love cannot become cold because it is sustained by Christ, who is able to keep us from failing and from falling. In that powerful Jude 1 and 24, let me talk about that a little bit. True love cannot become cold. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to reignite your love for Jesus Christ tonight. You got to do it. Not to say you're not there already, but take it to another level, right? Even fall in love with him again tonight. That's your encouraging word, because we got to have the solidness of the love of Christ. We got to know he has you all the time. And when something comes against you, trying to change your mind, you won't even be fazed by it. You know what I'm saying? Won't even bother you. And the last paragraph I'm going to read real quickly. For those without the Spirit, however, what love they do have will become colder and colder in the last days. So we got to have the power of God's love, ladies and gentlemen, not our power, but the power of God's love, because it's going to grow colder and colder if we don't have the Holy Spirit. We don't have the blood of Jesus. We believe the blood of Jesus saved us as well. Paul expands this idea in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 4, and he describes that in the last days, the love of those people is not warm. Living love for God and his truth and his people. Rather, it will be his love for self. Come on now. Y'all know about this. The world right now is showing all this right now. Rather, it is the love of self and the love of money. Who love God, Christ, and the saints are the only pretense, not in reality. They do all they do in a religious way from self-love and selfish ends. And most of us can discern that pretty quick today, those in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Their aim is to gain glory and applause from men and to use religion. You hear that? Religion to gain something for themselves. They do nothing for the glory of God, the honor of Christ, or the good of others. And I think most of us can discern that pretty quick today in the world for those who choose that way. And also, too, yeah, let's see. I'm going to see if I also want to read here real quickly here before we turn it over to the network here. Here it is. I'll just read this part real quick. And the number of different Hebrew, this is for the word waxed, you know, wax cold. We're talking about the number of different Hebrew and Greek words for the Holy Scriptures have been translated by a single word waxed or waxed, W-A-X or W-A-X-E-D. In the Hebrew, the most frequently is pronounced hoklok, which is interesting and is broad meaning and involving an increase, but not necessarily as it thinks of in the English word. Although the Hebrew word means increase, the word wax is translated to mean either increase or increase and increase, or similarly paradoxically. But nevertheless, logically, the increase and decrease. Consider this example where David waxed stronger and stronger while Saul waxed weaker and weaker. So it can go either way, right? But the world is going to wax colder and colder as they dive more into the world, ladies and gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted to share that with you tonight. We want to encourage you tonight. Don't wax cold. Don't wax cold in God. Do not wax cold in the Word. Do not wax cold in going to Bible study. Do not wax cold in going to fellowship, to church. I don't care what day it is. It doesn't really matter what day it is anymore. You got to get to the church that is feeding you, ladies and gentlemen. If you got to get to a point where you just love God's Word, you eat God's Word, you love His Word, you share His Word, and you make sure your family knows the Word as well. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for His Word. And the goal tonight is just to encourage you to not wax cold and of the things of God, ladies and gentlemen. Stay hot for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you. Hey, I want to get right to it. We're going to open up the lines, I believe. I know Dr. Crenshaw has been busy all week, so we thank God for her time as well. But Dr. Crenshaw, we're going to open up your lines right now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Kevin. Such a very timely the word that, you know, not allowing our love for the Lord Jesus to wax cold. You know, the scripture even tells us, you know, that, you know, if we made the heart of cold, he's going to either, if we lukewarm, he's going to spew us out of his mouth. But we know that because of the state of this chaotic world that we're living in, you know, it is a reality. The scripture tells us that the world is getting wicked and wiser. So, and in that increase of wickedness, so many times, instead of believers focusing in on making sure that they maintain their faithfulness and their love toward Christ, sometimes we're distracted. All of the things that's going on in the world. The world is getting more wiser than we as believers must become also wise. He that lacketh wisdom, certainly ask it of God, because many things that keep us from keeping our love on fire for God is distractions. We're distracted by the things that's going on in the world, distracted by the things that's going on in our personal lives, and all of the trials, the tests, and all of those things cause us to wonder, you know, why am I serving God? Even David said, he said, my foot almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He said, but oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So what is the remedy? What is the remedy, as you were saying earlier, Kevin, we must not lose our passion to be amongst believers and to fellowship in the house of the Lord, to be fed the word of God, to receive the word of God. We must hold fast that passion, to fail not to assemble ourselves together. The strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Together we stand and divided we fall. We cannot be island in a situation or in this season or in this hour. If we want to maintain that fire, keep that fire burning down in our souls and keep that love of God from getting cold and waxes, we can gain support one from another. And many times we're going through, we want to get over in the corner, we whine, we complain, we become an island, we don't want to be bothered with anybody. But that is an attack of the enemy. When I feel myself going into a vein of being depressed and oppressed, and in that low moment, I need to find me somebody that I can connect with, that's going to encourage me, that's going to empower me, that's going to pray for me, that's going to give me a positive message. So one of the things to keep that fire burning and keep the love of God burning and keep from waxing cold is to watch our acquaintances, you know, observe and know and sense who you hang around with. You don't want to be around folks that have nothing positive to say. They can't empower you with a positive word that gives you hope, gives you something that's positive. Then that relationship is probably not a good relationship to be in. So I encourage you tonight, don't let your fire go out. I'm going to say that again. Don't allow your fire to go out, and particularly in this season, because that is the enemy's agenda. His agenda is to keep us from being on fire with our purpose, on fire with what God has called us to be. We become cold. We become indifferent. We become to a place that we don't really want to even be bothered with anything that's linked to kingdom. So tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every believer tonight that the fire of God would be released upon them even now. And Lord, it'll be just like Jeremiah said, it'd be like fire that shut up in our bones. Father, I decree and declare tonight in the name of Jesus that this word that has been spoken over the lives of these your people and the scriptures that have gone forth, they will become spirit, they will become light. And God, above all things, give us the wisdom to know how to stand. And we've done all that we can do, that we can continue to stand, and we will think on those things which are lovely, and think on those things which are pure, and think on those things which is of an honest report. Father, we thank you, and we praise you now that we have the victory, and in the end, we win. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. In the end, we win. Hold fast to your profession of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, for those listening around the globe there, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, co-pastor with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those who need more information about the church, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Be glad to text, email, whatever we got to do to get it to you, call. You can call me, whatever, we can talk about it as well. But the church is located 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Ladies and gentlemen, we have services, which is a non-denominational, Pentecostal, and full gospel, 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings, ladies and gentlemen. So be with us. And for those who like to bless the church as well through your tithes, gifts, and offerings, you can go to our Cash App real quickly, $KLWC. That stands for Kingdom Life Worship Center, ATL. That's KLWC, ATL, for the Cash App. And, of course, for our PayPal, JC Prayer, C-O-N-F. That's JC Prayer, C-O-N-F, at AOL.com. I believe that's correct. And give me a call if you're having any problems with that as well. So we thank God for you. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about what God is doing. God has you. He's going to keep you, but we got to stay in him, right? We got to stay in him. Amen. God bless you. Hey, one thing I want to encourage you to do spiritually, I got to be careful with this one. Spiritually, you need to think about pouring the oil of the Lord spiritually all over you, all over you. Let the Lord anoint you. Have some time with God, ladies and gentlemen, in your private time. I don't care where you at, what you got to do, but have your time to say, Father, light me up again, oil me down again in the spirit, so you can have that wonderful advantage of taking over and winning over the enemy each and every day, because the enemy's going to try to distract you, right? He's going to try to distract you. And we got enough examples of what doesn't work. That's what gets me, guys. We got enough examples from the history of time, from Adam and Eve didn't listen to God either, right? And until now, we got people not listening to God even when they hear from him. It's amazing. So, and y'all pray for a brother here. But the point is that we got to pay attention. I have one of my aunt's guys used to say, you can always learn from other people's mistakes. And that is a true statement. So not that we want people to make a lot of mistakes, especially the big one, not believing in Jesus Christ. But you can learn from people who have not done that or doing evil or doing the wrong thing. So I don't want to go down that path, and I'm sure you don't either. So we thank God for his mercy and his grace and our right mind. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Hey, all right. Hey, it's about the bottom of the hour. We didn't want to keep you too long. Just want to thank you so much. Hey, Lord willing, we'll be back every Tuesday here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our goal tonight was just don't wax cold. Stay fired up. As my pastor says, it ain't that serious all the time, right, ladies and gentlemen? It ain't that serious. The enemy throws stuff at you, but he ain't that serious because the blood of Jesus. God said he's already defeated, right, on the blood. God got the keys of life and death. So if he got everything, that means we live as well. So we thank God for that. God bless you. Hey, always remember, remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Have a great rest of the evening and have a great week, productive week in Jesus. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.